a tech billionaire. He was getting married to somebody, and they rented Egypt. They rented Egypt. Yeah. It's like not just the pyramids. Like they were like tap dancing on the stone. They're like that. The first dance was on the Sphinx.
I bet you he paid. He would have had the same wedding here. It would have cost the same.
Wow.
But because slavery and cheap labor, he probably got Egypt.
All right, everybody. Hola. Hola, senora and senoritas. Welcome to a new episode of the Good Night Podcast.
Hey.
I am here. My name is Amer Rez. Hey, I am joined here with my friend Gabriel.
Hey, sup, y'all.
Sup, Gabriel. How are you today?
I'm good.
It is our first outdoors. Is it everything recording?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Today is our first outdoors.
Oh, I love
we
the
are live
outdoors.
Here in Havana.
Havana, Jari.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
I quit shisha.
Mm-hmm.
I decided I don't want to smoke anymore.
You're done.
And then I've been having dreams about shisha. That's how much
you miss
I
it?
Miss it so much.
Really?
Because people don't understand about addiction, especially when you're addicted. I don't smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
I never like cigarettes. My mom smokes cigarettes, which is weird because every time I meet a girl who smokes cigarettes, I get But I only smoke shisha, right?
Mm-hmm.
And shisha, it's just so different because it's... You get to smoke your favorite air.
Yeah,
you get to
right?
breathe your favorite air.
Flavored.
It smells like...
Are you going to start vaping?
No. I want to quit all that. And then you showed up with Cuban cigars.
Yeah.
Cigarillos.
I never ever smoke. And my cousin, he has like a vape pen. And dude, like it is unreal the way it makes you feel.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you're flying, you know? Oh, it's the best. So I was like, okay, I don't want to get a vape.
Nicotine. Yeah.
Yeah. So very, I'll get one of these once a week or something. Instead.
Yeah, it could be like our weekly podcast treat.
Oh, that's nice. And so I have a few hot takes this week if you're from Montreal. You might not know or get these references. It's funny. She was taking posing and we're posing.
Is she pregnant or fat? I'm not sure. I always wonder. Because I want to bring it up when I'm on stage.
Pregnant or fat.
Da, da,
pregnant.
Da, da,
we should play that at our show.
Guys, if you're not coming to our Sunday shows, what are you even doing? What are you doing if you don't come to our Sunday shows?
There's
last
that guy,
week we had the best show ever.
Oh, it was crazy.
Vlad.
Vlad, was he there?
No.
Have you ever met Vlad?
I probably has our pin.
But he's such a secret fan.
Yeah.
He's so...
Well, he has a pin. So
I swear to God, I thought Vlad was 13 years old. Because all he would write was yo. And I'm like, that's what a 13-year-old would write.
What do you want him to write? The guy is just doing this out of favor for us. I'm like, all right, I'll leave a comment for you guys.
And then I thought... And then I realized, oh, he has a pin. So he must be over 18 or something.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize. I wonder who the hell's Vlad?
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Oh, Vlad, if you can't come this Sunday, you should know the following Sunday, which is May 20th, is our 100th episode.
Whoa.
And what I'm going to do is that I'm going to contact one of my favorite Italian patissier Alessandro.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell, what's the name of his store again?
Cafe Ivi.
I'm going to tell him, hey, buddy, make us some cannolos and some cannolis. Cannoli, make us some cannoli.
Yeah.
And make them some Italian pastries.
That'd be nice. And then, we'll have some.
Yeah.
So,
guys, our 100th episode. Come on down May 20th or come this Sunday. Every show has been so fun, honestly.
Yeah. Summertime's rolling around and we're excited. Okay, my hot takes. Do you know the pasta, like, kind of takeout place, Drugaria?
Nope.
In the Mile End?
No.
So this place, it's too late, I don't know it, but it's like one of the most popular like places. The Mile End has exploded, by the way. It's become insane. Everywhere you go, when I first moved in there, there was a few nice little places. Everywhere you go, there's giant lines. And it used to just be Fairmont Bagels, right? Or
Saint-Viateur.
I was about to call it Saint Hubert Bagels. But there used to be lines just there. Now every place has like, there's an ice cream place, the line's huge, donut place, the line's huge, and now this pasta place, which I used to go to a lot. And for the people that like going to Drugaria, it's called Drugaria Fine, I think. I gotta say, it's overrated because when I used to go, they used to use real tomatoes. Now they're so popular, they can't keep up, they use canned tomatoes.
For their pasta sauce?
Yeah.
It's okay to use canned tomatoes.
They
Why is that bad?
You know, on their sign, it said real tomatoes.
They're still real. There's just probably they got like pastane. What's the name of that Italian?
Oh, pastine. Yeah, a
pastine. I call it pastane. I make it Armenian. maybe they get their tomatoes from Italy. So, you know, they buy canned tomatoes.
They used to be good. I don't know. I had them not that long ago. I got to say, it tastes kind of tinny.
Ugh, you're just finding a reason to complain. Oh, it's funny, yesterday I went
Wait a minute, I think I know this guy. Remember a long
time... He looks like the Lord of the Rings. He just came out of that.
Remember a long...
Fat Neil.
Dude.
He does this and then he falls on the floor.
We can't make too much of a commotion because he's going to come over to us and bother the hell out of us.
Yeah?
When I was at... Look, he's talking to everybody. So I was at Quinn's Art Loft Halloween party a long time ago.
Is it him?
He's the annoying guy.
He's the annoying guy who was like twirling?
Twirling. Whoa. And he's dressed all crazy still. He's still Halloween.
Listen, if I give him $5 and he twirls behind us. Listen, here's the thing you have to learn about people. Everybody got a price. Everybody got a price.
Can you twirl in front of us?
Yeah. Just twirl, bro.
That's
get
the
some
guy.
Views.
Oh, my God. He's anyway, he had a cane. He's like, he still has a cane. It's crazy. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, another hot take.
Here's my hot take.
Yeah.
So, as you know, I live in Villeray, beautiful Villeray. Yesterday, I went with my best friend, Guillaume. My not Jewish best friend, Guillaume. He's not perfect, you know, he's not Jewish, but what are you going to do? So, we're like, oh, let's go eat. And like, let's walk. The weather was so nice. I'm like,
yeah,
let's go for a walk.
Walk. City walk.
So, we walk on Saint-Hubert.
Yeah.
And I love Saint-Hubert. I've told you this before. Saint-Hubert
is nice, yeah.
Is my favorite street in Montreal because nothing makes sense.
Yeah.
There's a store that only sells lamps. There's 25 wedding dresses store. No one is ever inside.
No.
And yet, every 15 years, they're like, all right, we're revamping the whole street.
Yeah.
This street is made for money laundering. Yeah. I bet you, please don't kill me, people who the mob who controls Saint-Hubert, nothing... There's a store that only sells cell phone cases.
Yeah.
How could you afford rent?
There's a four-story Salvation Army. Four stories of Salvation Army. How much do you need?
My God, they can invade a country. Anyway. So we walked. We went north. And I know you're in a good area for immigrant food. When we walked for like 2 minutes. And the only thing we could hear is Spanish.
Mm.
Like, hey, what are you doing? Just people, Spanish people. I'm like, oh. Oh, we should eat Spanish. Like whatever.
Yeah.
We should eat whatever food restaurant, if it's non-white, this is what we should eat. For 2 minutes we walked. Not a single word of French or English we heard. Even the homeless people were Espanol. I'm like, oh, we're going to have some great food. So we stopped and we ate a burrito. It was okay. It was a bit expensive.
Burritos are so expensive, I find.
Two burritos.
Why are they so
with
expensive?
With fries and two cervezas for...
$60?
$90.
$90?
$90.
Holy crap.
Two burritos, two potato fries, two cervezas. That's I did a joke that didn't work. I'm going to do it on the podcast.
Okay, tell me.
So the waitress comes. She's like, hola. I'm like, hola. She's like, would you like to drink? I'm like, yeah, yes, we'll have a cuatro equis. She's like, ¿qué?
¿Qué?
I'm like, four equis. She's like, ¿qué? I'm like, two dos equis, please. She's like, oh, okay.
She's like, she didn't,
She did not get the joke.
No. I want to go.
It died. Thank you. Keep talking.
There's this donut place not too far from here. That's amazing. That's not my hot. My hot take is
donuts. Donuts.
Donuts. Churros, but round churros.
Round churros.
Well, they're. I think aren't churros like sort of like donut-y?
Yeah.
So it's like, white churro.
It's a donut on a stick.
It's a donut on a.
A donut on a stick. We call it a churro.
Have you heard of Bernie Bain?
Who?
Bernie Bain.
¿Qué?
Bernardo. Meñarno.
Bernardo Meñardo. Is that a street?
It's on Bernard Street.
Yes.
And it's a donut place called Bernie Bain.
Bernie May. It's a good donut place?
It's amazing. I can't get to it though because the line, no matter what, is always an hour long.
That's crazy.
I used to go there.
Can you get it door-dashed?
No, they don't do it. And you know what? They're closed. This is their hours, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. When do you go get a donut? Like, you got people work. When are they going to leave work, sneak out of work to get a donut? And they're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, which is the only time I come down here. It's like not that far. So, God, my life's pretty good if those are the only problems. But I love those donuts. And I try, oh, it's a Sunday, I'll get a donut. Yeah. No, not happening. People from, it's funny, there's, you could tell people that live downtown, like really, really downtown, because they were like, I overhear conversations, and they're like, oh, I love the Mile End. It's great to get out of the city. It's a real conversation. And it's like, dude, it's not that far.
Are you in a village?
Yeah, it's like 10-minute drive.
Not even. Yeah. It's literally like 3 metro stations
what
and you're
the
there.
Hell? It's great to get out of the city. Where are you guys
but
from?
But like, who lives downtown anymore? Downtown is full of homeless people and crack. Oh, didn't you see a fight happening?
Yeah, that was the
let's not talk about it too much about where and the how. You know, but it was, I feel every time I go downtown, I'm like, this is apocalypse.
I know. Okay, maybe not downtown. Maybe, you know, like closer to like the water, there's all these giant high rises now.
Oh, the Old Port.
And not the Old Port anymore. It's like to the west of Old Port. Like Griffintown mixed with Little Burgundy.
Yeah,
all that area now is just Toronto.
Just Toronto.
It looks like
condos.
Toronto.
Just condos.
Giant glass condos. And that's where, like, I guess if people come from, like, you know, Toronto and they want to move to Montreal, they don't know where to move. They move to, like, the nice condo. So,
dude, so my friend bought a duplex. And here's how much money there is in the city. He bought a duplex and he wants to rent the top floor, right? Because it's a duplex. The person who rented from him, he's from Toronto. They just FaceTimed the apartment. And they're like, yeah, we'll take it. How much is it? A couple of thousands a month? Yeah, we'll take it.
Jesus.
They FaceTimed the apartment. The guy is like very rich with an actress girlfriend or whatever.
Okay.
And they just, yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. If you don't like it, we'll go somewhere else. We'll just stay in the hotel. Why not?
We'll rent it. We'll rent. We'll $24,000 a year on rent.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, based only on FaceTime visit. Is that crazy?
I bet, like, let's say, like, Saudi people, they don't even, like, look. They look at.
They buy. Saudi people do the same, but with buying.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we'll buy it.
Yeah, if money.
Wow. That's not bad. I would live, I would be like, if I had, this is the game we play. If I had, if I had that much money, I would live like in a tube or something that goes, or like I would be floating over the world and I would be going, and all I would have was my clothes in the tube, and the clothes would come and they would change my clothes and I would have like all my amenities in the tube. You know what I mean?
Where, if you want to poop, where you poop?
In the tube.
You poop in the tube?
YouTube. Yeah, poop tube.
You poop in the tube?
Oh. It's the cigars making me say crazy.
Dude, I feel like I'm a different person. I feel like I'm on vacation.
It's so good.
My body hasn't seen the sun in like 6 months. And we're like, ooh, poop tube. Thank you for these cigars, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Every time I try to quit, they bring me back.
hey,
quite difficult, man, quitting the shisha.
Speaking of that's from the Godfather, right?
What?
That quote?
Yeah, every time they...
So Francis Ford Coppola
released
a trailer for his new movie.
Ooh.
That's coming out.
What's
this,
it called?
It's called Megalopolis.
Megalopolis?
With Adam Driver in the...
Megalopolis?
Megalopolis.
Isn't that an old movie?
No, that's like something. There is a name similar. Yeah. It's like Stuckalopolis.
Megapolis. Megalopolis?
Maybe it's Megapolis. This is Megalopolis.
Megalopolis. Sounds like you're inventing words. Megalopolis.
It's like a Greek megalis.
Happy Greek Easter, by the way.
Hey, oh, yeah.
To our listeners, happy Greek Easter. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, Francis Coppola, Megalopolis.
It has a high budget. It's supposed to have like the highest budget of any movie of all time. And it's gonna bomb, but
you think?
I'm excited. It looks cool. Like, it looks like he's making, like, you know how like Titanic, he's making a tragedy romance movie in the vein of Titanic.
Oh,
think of like, oh my God, I love you. It's like a classic kind of Hollywood kind of movie.
Well, I think it would be good for cinema. Yeah, let's do that. Hey, wanna hear something? An interesting trivia. Mm. Guess when the Titanic sank. Let's start with that.
1912.
1919, not far. Oh. Guess when they found the shipwreck?
Oh, I don't know, like the 90s?
1985.
Oh!
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
It took so long to find it.
Damn.
1985, that's not too long ago.
Not that long ago.
That's why I assume Steven Spielberg was so excited to visit it and make a movie about it. Not James Cameron.
James Cameron.
Yeah, everyone's so excited because, oh yeah, they found it like 10 years before.
Yeah. And did you see, like, they were able to get some wine from there?
They did?
Yeah, they found, like, a crate with wine in it, and they opened it up, and they kind of, like, filtered it, and it was, like, wine.
Wait, are you sure? Because humans can't get out on the... You know what I mean?
Hmm? They didn't go under and drink the wine.
No. No, but in the sense that you can't, like, a human can't go.
No, it probably was like a. Oh, swimming.
Swimming, yeah. You can't go swimming all the way there.
But they probably have, like.
You need robots.
Yeah, they brought out a robot that had, like, a cup holder or whatever, and. and they created it up.
Wait, guys, we shouldn't unscrew the wine.
Yeah. Because I did saw a video. They're at an auction and they opened it up.
Yeah.
Would
you drink?
Would
you drink wine from the?
Was tested and there was no like syphilis in there.
Megalopolis. There's no megalopolis in there. It's good to be out, isn't it? So where are we going this summer, man?
We need to talk.
Because I'm looking at the trips right now. I don't know. Where's?
Well. Me and Claire, we might go for a couple of days in Vienna.
Vienna, that's Austria?
Yeah. Because her friend lives there, and she knows everything about Vienna. And we might go for a
couple. Here's what I want. I want one episode or two episodes.
Yeah, in a location. Another.
That's it. And then you can do whatever you want. I don't want to hang out with you. You don't want to hang out with me. Go with your wife.
No, she's
that's your
leaving.
Last vacation before you get married, which is your last vacation. Mm. So go enjoy it with your wife. I'll need you for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
You know,
but she's leaving, and then we'll have. I'll be around. I'll be floating around. I'm not sure where I would want. Because
the prices
go.
Are going up.
Yeah, I know.
Like up. And you, I know you have a special discount or whatever.
I don't.
No, don't you have a special discount with that guy, the comedian Sean? Gave you a discount.
No, it expired.
So now the tickets to London is $1,100.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. It was like $800 4 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Because if I go to London, I might spend a couple of days. But now I'm looking at prices of Paris. Paris is like $1,000.
Wow.
But then I'll go to Paris. I'll visit the Louvre. I didn't get to visit it. You know?
Are you going to take like the train over to London after?
I don't know if I'll go to London. I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I'm going to be nowhere near London. I'm going to be like the other
You're
side.
You're going already? Yeah. Wait, when are you in London?
I'm flying straight basically to Newcastle.
Okay, flying to Newcastle. Are you going to go to London?
I don't think so.
Okay. So from the Newcastle, you go to Vienna.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check out the prices for Vienna. Maybe I'll meet you there for a day or two.
Yeah. Vienna. Yeah.
When will you be in Vienna?
I think maybe that weekend when I arrive, because probably
like the 20th.
Yeah, because I honestly don't know. Like, okay. I have no idea. But
since you're already there, I'll go. I'll spend the 2 days there, and then I'll go to. I have no idea where I'm gonna go. I have no idea. It stresses me a little bit because I'm like, I saw Egypt. Tickets are $500.
What?
I could go to Egypt. That would be so cool.
But it's pretty safe.
Nah. As I told you, right, I lost Guillaume once in Egypt. And then I went to Lebanon and the war happened. So he had to be evacuated.
He had to be evacuated?
Yeah, I didn't tell you.
You did, but how far is Lebanon from Egypt?
No. I went to Egypt.
Uh-huh.
These are two things that happened. I went to Egypt. I was with Guillaume. I got into a fight with a girl I was dating. And I ended up leaving Guillaume all by himself. Now, that's not going to happen with you.
No, unless I leave you.
Because
unless I'm like...
I have to save... I have to go... Claire is pissed off. So I have to save the marriage.
But
when we went to Lebanon, war happened.
Yeah, and you had to be evacuated.
No. Every Canadian living in Lebanon had to be evacuated, including you.
I know, yeah, that's what I'm at. I mean, just like, ever! And like the president came down, and they took you out of there.
It was by boat, but Guillaume...
Oh,
yeah,
by boat!
Yeah, it was. Our boat was quite big. Guillaume's boat was like, I told you, no? Like a small fisherman's boat.
Oh, he was with you in Lebanon?
Yes.
Well,
I don't want that to happen to you.
I remember that. Yeah, that's funny. He was on a boat.
I don't want that story to happen to you. So that's why.
But
I'm
would
like,
they do war in Egypt? Egypt seems like a peaceful city.
But like, you would be 100% in to go to Egypt.
Yeah, I think.
Seriously,
I would love to go to Egypt. I would love to go to Egypt.
You wouldn't be like weirded out by all the immigrants.
Oh, I'd be the immigrant.
You know what I mean. I know you, Gabe.
Right? No. If I'm in another country and everybody's the one's culture, I get it.
Imagine this, and but also. I spoke to an Egyptian. He said, no one goes to Egypt in July because it's like 85 degrees.
Whoa, okay. Well, I'm pretty heat tolerant.
Yeah, into the mic, please. Please.
That was gross. I'm pretty
heat. Arrested.
I'm pretty good at being hot. But as long as I have sunscreen, I'm good.
Gabe, it's...
It's 110, 120?
It is crazy heat.
Like, what are you talking... 120, I meant...
It's crazy. We're talking maybe 50 degrees.
Ooh, that's too hot.
It's the desert, ooh, baby.
Spicy.
It's the desert. You understand? But I might have to wear shorts. That's how
hot is it, so hot that
it's the
it will be the only one there?
It's African desert.
That sucks. What's the best time for Egypt?
They say it's...
Christmas?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember what he told me, but he's like, no one goes to Egypt in the summer. It's crazy. You are insane. It's very hot.
I saw an Instagram. This is what I would do if I was rich. I saw an Instagram.
If I was a rich man.
It was
a
tech billionaire. He was getting married to somebody.
Yes. Yeah.
And they rented Egypt. They rented Egypt. Yeah. It's like not just the pyramids. Like they were like tap dancing on the... They're like that. The first dance was on the Sphinx. They got lights. It looked It looked insane.
Yeah, it's like you know what's crazy? I bet you he paid. He would have had the same wedding here. It would have cost the same.
Wow.
But because slavery and cheap labor, he probably got Egypt.
It's funny. Like I'm a comedian, right? I don't have that type of seeking for attention. Like, I would not want... Like, I would...
Says the guy who makes videos in front of... Come on, man.
No, but that's different. This is like, look at this. Well, like, I don't want to... It's weird. Like,
I don't think at that point... I don't know if he's going to look at this. Like, let's have an amazing party. Let's have the Egypt just for ourselves.
I know.
Let's reserve the pyramid. And you understand?
I guess you're so rich.
Reserve the pyramid.
Yeah, you have people doing all the logistics for
you. It's like going... Oh, yeah, Niagara Falls? Yeah, it's ours for like 5-7 days.
That's amazing.
That's what he did, basically.
With my tubes.
Yeah, only people with our group can go down the tubes.
Let's go down with tubes, guys.
No one is allowed to look at it. No one is allowed to approach it. Yeah, we have it. Yeah, you know the Great Wall of China? Yeah, we're just going to have our wedding reception on the Great Wall of China. Imagine if we record a podcast on the Great Wall of China.
That would be cool.
China
would
be the greatest
so
podcast of all time.
We'd have to do a podcast on the airplane. It'd be so long to get there.
Yeah.
It'd take like 40 hours to get there. Yeah. China's so big.
So big. Every student of mine is like, hey, let's go to China. Come to China.
China looks awesome. But then it's like, I don't know if I'm like, if the propaganda is working on me. Because every time I see things of China, I'm like, China looks amazing. I want to go. China looks so clean.
Everyone I met is, I spent time with like 7-year-olds. So they're great. The 7-year-olds, they're fantastic.
They're fantastic.
Oh, this is, look. This is something I'm not familiar with. So you see these people over there. They're having a picnic. So, and they
why
put
did
decoration.
They, why did they hang up a decoration
because
for a dinner?
It's like we're having picnic, but we want decoration above us.
That's a little
Isn't
much.
That cute?
It
that's
is
that's very,
very girly,
cute.
And girly like girl. A guy would never.
Yeah, we smoke cigars.
You know what my idea of hanging in the park is? I bring my binoculars. Oh, I should bring my binoculars. That's my favorite thing. I look at birds out the window and squirrels. I saw a squirrel in my window. Going nuts. It was doing backflips. It was jumping, flipping, jumping. I was laughing. I was looking for like 10 minutes laughing. It was amazing. I looked up why they did it. It had a parasite in it, apparently. That's why.
Like in his brain?
I think it's like itchy. It's like he's like filled with lice and diseases. So that's why it was jumping around.
Yeah, they're cute rats.
I thought they were cute and jumping around, but it was like getting eaten alive by like bugs, I guess. I felt so bad after because it was playing with a stick and I'm like, oh, he's like a dog. He's scratching his ass.
Like, yeah, apparently worms and parasites are a real... Look at this. Oh, look at this cute little dog with a cone around its neck. My God, I forgot humans exist. I swear, when you do only comedy, you see humans only as audience members. But then you get out during the day and you're like, these are people. They're entertaining themselves. They're only comedy. Why?
I keep on trying to like it.
Yeah, I had a fun week. I did comedy. I went to a literally one of the smallest towns I ever visited. Mm. I did a show in a bar. In a barn. The barn?
That's cool.
Like, it looked like a barn. It was, you walked in, I'm like, oh, that's a barn that turned into a bar.
Yeah.
You know when you get off the highway? Mm-hmm. It took me like 40 minutes off the highway just driving in fields.
Jeez.
To get to the place. At a certain point, you know like there's songs that say like, ooh, you arrive at a crossroad.
Yeah.
And then the devil shows up. He's like, wanna sell your soul? every crossroad, I'm like, oh yeah, this is where that would happen.
That's
this
so funny.
Is where the devil would show up.
Or it's like, you know, like in the end of the movie Castaway, where Tom Hanks is standing on the roads, mm-hmm. looking. He's like,
that's
looking.
Literally what I did. Comedy.
That's the. That's such a you. Like you could stand on the road, and every road is a decision.
Yeah.
It's either you want to go down this road, or you want to go down that road.
I want to go which road, baby.
You want to go down.
So it was
road?
Interesting performing in front of a bunch of farmers.
It was fun.
It was. I did 25 minutes, which was great, but it was work. It wasn't like press play. I had to like go and tickle them.
Tickle the cow and.
I had to go. Peek-a-boo.
It would be sick if because it's in a barn, right? It's a bar. There's like a beer. Well, you're like, I'll get the. What's this town called? Whatever, make up a name. Thompson Town. I'll have the Thompson Town special, and it's like a pint, and then they open up the barn, and it's like a cow, and they go, and you're
it's beer on tap from a cow. It's a beer cow. Where do beer come from? Beer cows. That would be funny if every liquid came from a tit of something.
Yeah.
Beer, cow.
Yeah.
Wine, French cow.
French cow.
Milk. Funny.
Cow. My mom.
Hey now. How's your mom?
She's good. We went for...
You celebrated Easter.
Dude, I don't think I ate that much in so long. We went to this nice, really, really amazing Greek restaurant. It was called Panama. It's on Jean Talon. I've never been. I've always wanted to go. It's a little pricey. So we go and it's like, holy... I realize nobody's actually doing Easter at home anymore because all the grandmas in the world that were doing Greek Easter at their house are all getting super old. Mm. And no one in the younger generations wants to even host it. They're like, it's too much work, too much money. I don't have a house.
Houses are too small. Yeah. Apartments are too small.
We have one family member that could do it, but I think, I don't know, I think they have like other family. But so the whole restaurant was packed with Greek people, whole families having Easter dinner at a restaurant. And it was great. It was
nice. It's a family. It's like a community center, but in a restaurant.
Yeah, and it was so good. It was some of the best Greek food we ever had.
Panama?
Yeah, Panama.
So Panama gets your thumbs up?
Yeah. Panama. Pew. Yeah, Panama's great. And then
the church thing at midnight.
It was good. It was fun. They didn't do, you could tell, the younger generations, again, they don't want to do the fireworks. They were scared of the police. They respect the police or they hate the police. I don't know. But it was a beautiful night. I met up with my cousin and then we're hanging outside with the candles. You saw me with the candles. Oh, I love, holy words. But those candles are nice. And then, no, they didn't do the fireworks in midnight. It was too sad. I was sad. No fireworks. But I gained like 4 pounds from that dinner. I was down to 193, which is
you look great.
Almost 20 pounds from where I started. I gained 4 pounds in one day of just eating pounds and pounds. But I'm slowly.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
It's true. I gained a lot of weight since I started smoking shisha. So I'm addicted.
Oh, really? You gained a lot of weight from...
Yeah, man. Because everyone has an addiction. Some people are addicted. Like, what are the five senses again? Touch, smell...
Tubes.
Taste.
Tastes.
Sight. Ear.
And touch, hear.
Smell. Wait, touch, smell. Touch. Smell.
Touch, smell, sight. Taste, hear.
Sight, hearing. Okay. So these are the five senses. Everyone's addiction falls into those five senses, okay? Touch, sex, whatever. You know, you're. Smell.
Cocaine.
Cocaine, yeah. Taste. Food,
everything, yeah.
Smoking, all that. Just, you know, and I don't know if there's any addicted to sound. But that would be.
Or like a sight, you're looking at like...
Yeah, those who travel all the time that cannot stay in the same place.
Oh.
They're addicted to travel. They cannot see the same thing again and again.
Wow.
So as I said, dude, I sit at home, like my mouth, I can't... Here's the analogy that I found, okay? Here's how good shisha is. You're telling me I can't breathe my favorite air. Mm-hmm. It's like this, okay? Imagine you eat nachos. You've eaten nachos. Nachos are delicious. I
love nachos.
And then one day, someone brings you salsa, and you're like,
oh, yeah.
God, of course, nachos and salsa.
Oh.
This is how they're supposed to, of course.
Are you a sour cream guy?
Who cares? So nachos and salsa, this is what I'm supposed to eat, nachos and salsa. And then one day, you're like, all right, I got to quit salsa. And then you go back to just
dry-ass nachos. Dry-ass nachos.
So now I'm just breathing regular air.
Yeah.
My house now doesn't smell... Here's another thing is that as I said, you know me, I'm a 40-year-old man who lives alone.
Yeah.
So there's a part of my parents who think I'm gay. And
once a week I come over.
Once a week you come over, you drain my balls. Anyways, and it doesn't help when people walk in my house and it smells like essential oils. It smells like I'm burning incense. Like, that's not helping.
It smells like a hippie's house.
Telling people I'm straight. Like, are you so burning funny. Strawberry peach essential hilarious. Oil?
That's so funny. Like, your house. Ooh, what's this? Ooh. Is that a... Just go to IKEA, get a candle?
Are you burning candles?
It's like, no, it's my lungs. I breathe that out now.
It's cancer, baby. I'm trying to stay busy, but I don't know. At night, I gotta feed the monsters.
You should go for like the most insane runs of all time. Like, I remember once I was having not anxiety, I was feeling like angry and like pent up, and then I was like, you know, I'm gonna like violently run. And I said I'm gonna like, and this is before
Naruto run.
Naruto?
Is this called Naruto run?
I don't know.
I seen losers do it.
Run, oh, like, they're like this? Yeah, Naruto? Yeah, like
is it Naruto?
Naruto. Like Andrew Cardazzi would run like that or something,
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah, nerds. Nerds! I love them, but they're nerds.
No, they're big nerds. But and this is before like I was getting in shape. I was like a fat guy being like, I'm just going to try to run for 40 minutes straight. And I felt nauseous. And then I was too nauseous to feel med. I was just feeling so... But I was like, I felt...
Nights are so... You know Toni Braxton has a song called Unbreak My Heart. I really like her. She has great... Yeah, she has a couple of songs that... Unbreak My Heart, Wasn't Man Enough For Me, two classics that I listen to on repeat all the time. And Unbreak My Heart, there's a line where she says, the nights are so unkind. And I'm like, it's true. When you're battling like a addiction, the nights, during the day, I'm fine. Yeah, I have things to do. I have places to be. I have jokes to write.
Then
when
you're
shows,
back home.
And then you come back home and the nights are so unkind.
Just get Lego.
I bought a yo-yo.
That's awesome.
That's the reason why I was 4 minutes late today. I arrived today, and I'm like, all right.
Whee!
I'm like, oh, shit, I gotta go.
Dude, look. So now they have decorations, and now they have bubbles. They're blowing bubbles. There's no children there.
They're children.
They are children.
They're children.
They are children.
When I hear something sad.
Whoa.
So a couple of 3 weeks ago. This is how annoying I'm getting old. A couple of weeks ago, there was this, I did a show. I did very well, a weekend show. A girl, Instagram, checked out my story. I checked her out. We followed each other. Wait, let me. We followed each other. It was nice. Take her, she's young. She's in her 20s.
Okay, yeah.
I take her phone. We talk on the phone. Gorgeous. Gorgeous, Gabe. Just imagine, beautiful girl, huge. In her young 20s.
Early.
Like, that's talk on the phone.
Talk on the phone.
Of course.
Like chat? Like, hi,
yeah,
hi.
Yeah. Like, yeah, when I hear your voice. Because she knows me. She saw me on stage. Yeah. That's how she connected with me. But I don't know who she is. I just saw photos of her on her Instagram. Gorgeous. Oh, my God. Talk on the phone. Okay. It's, you know, a little chemistry. Yeah. You can tell she's interested. She's not interested. Then we text. At my age, dude, I need text chemistry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm texting her. She's like, huh? I'm like, oh, you have... Are you making double your age.
Are you making Toni Braxton references? You know, like the Unbreak My Heart.
Like, it was causing... We were supposed to go on a date on Monday. Mm. It was causing me so much anxiety. I'm like, there's no... I need text chemistry.
Yeah.
You can't just... thank you, Bird. Here. I need text chemistry. Without text chemistry, I cannot build if I just wanted a one-night stand. And Guillaume told me that. He's like, Amr, she's looking just probably for a fun time. She's not looking. You're literally 17 years older than her.
Yeah.
She's not looking for anything serious. Just looking for fun. Idea of sitting on a date.
Yeah.
For an hour, two hours and a half.
Go through the whole
thing. I'm like, I canceled. I'm like, I'm sorry. I need chemistry.
Unless you're like literally like, hey. What do you do? What?
I'm like, how can I bring up, like, listen, what if I paid you?
Oh, yeah. I guess so. But I bet even if you, I don't even know.
I don't know how to approach it.
I
didn't know how to approach it.
It is hard. It is hard, especially because you are slightly older. I'm being kind. Than her, I mean. Than her. But it is hard to be like, hey, I just want to do the deed.
Yeah, but he's...
She'd be like, call your...
It sucks. I'm getting older. It's, mm-hmm. I'm getting older that I need more. I need text chemistry. That's very important for me.
Yeah.
You know, what are we going to talk about? Like, we're talking about COVID. She's like, yeah, I was in high school. I'm like, what the...
Oh, no.
She's like 24, 23.
So she's all like screwed up. She's got like... Oh, my God.
She's in like a... Look at this. It's a cult. White people's cult over there. Ooh, yoga.
Yoga? Oh, yoga. It's funny. Like, tomorrow's going to be like 10 degrees raining. Like, really? All this is like an illusion. Yeah.
I just put my AC.
I know. It's going to be so cold. The whole week is freezing.
I'm going to freeze in my house.
This is the one day we're going to have. It's the last and first day of summer.
Really?
Right now. Well, I mean, until the next Sunday.
For me, today is the first day of summer because it's finally beautiful. I can leave my house without wearing underwear. Hey now.
Hey now. Wah,
wah. I did that on stage. Dude, I had one of
those funny
sets on Saturday. Saturday? Friday. Yeah, Saturday. So good. Yeah. Oh, so good.
That's a funny joke.
it's quick. I like it. It's because I actually haven't heard that twist. Actually, I have probably, but it's funny. Yeah, I like it. I like a quick twist.
I didn't invent misdirection.
I know. But it's funny. It got me. And usually I see twists.
Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That first day where you don't wear
a jacket. It's perfect.
And they're like, oh, look me.
Oh, the first day. Yeah. I realize I'm getting older. When I was young, I used to love day drinking. Now I can't ever day drink ever again, I think. I can't day drink. I can't even have one beer. I can't have one beer pretty much ever, really. I have one beer, I'm drunk. And then I feel like shit.
The next day or the day?
The next day. And then that night. And then I eat food and I feel worse. I can't eat or drink anything. That's why I'm only going to consume cigars. I'm only... Because they never make me feel... Well, it's not healthy. I need a vice of some sort.
Yeah.
That's something that doesn't make me feel like...
This doesn't make you feel like crap?
Well, no.
Well, this is high because we're both high on nicotine. I can feel...
I feel like...
We're like buzz, right?
This is the best feeling ever. Yeah.
Now you understand when like every Joe Rogan podcast, they're all on Zins and like,
I don't want to do Zins because it's too accessible. It needs to be a little bit hard. It needs to stink. It needs to be... I can't be indoors and I can't do it secretly. That's a little too addictive-y because I could see myself like... Because Claire goes to work all day, right? I'm home. I'll be popping 40 Zins, feeding my bird Zins. I'm going to be zinning.
Your bird is like... what's the name of that bird that's really... Hummingbird?
Oh, yeah.
Your parakeet is now a hummingbird.
So it's a little scary. Yeah. So this is... I have this.
Yeah.
And then it's a little too expensive to have it all the time.
Yeah.
So I can't be buying $20 of cigars a day.
No, but listen, if you bring it to the podcast, it will be part of the budget of the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Not bad.
The budget, the podcast. Mean,
whatever.
They,
it's only...
We'll go to Kanawage. We'll buy...
Ooh, Kanawage!
We'll buy like a pack of 100.
Ooh.
Listen, if I can get a cigar... We need to go to Egypt. The idea of smoking a shisha with the pyramids behind me... That's smoking a shisha, pyramid behind me, recording a podcast. Get arrested for public indecency.
What do you drink? Like a coffee or a tea or
tea
a soda?
Or a thick mango juice.
Ooh.
Dude, it's the city of fruits. Like you go, you get whatever fruit you can think of. They have like straight from the...
I was trying to make a gay joke, but I couldn't because city of fruits, but I couldn't even... It wasn't fast enough.
And a queen.
Yeah.
Exotic fruits. did you start jogging shirtless?
No, I've been doing
Imagine you, what you would look like shirtless and tan. You would look very sexy.
I think
like running.
It's gonna happen. So this is my run now. I'm actually so good at running. I run from my house. I run to Jerry. I run around the park and then I run back and I make it almost all the way home.
You're very...
That's
nice.
Like
you run down Saint-Germain.
No, Saint-Laurent.
Saint-Laurent. Yeah, it's fun.
And it's like 6 kilometers. It's like... I need new shoes, though. New running
You're
shoes.
You're running these
shoes? No. I have running shoes that I need to buy. But I'm so cheap. But I'll...
Very nice, man.
Yeah.
See, this guy's cool. This guy never works out. He's like a smoking...
I know. That is cool.
Get the motor running. Yeah. Get on that. How can you smoke more than this, Gabe? Explain to me how you're going to light up this. Show me. Show the people. Okay, so you pinch it with your teeth. And then, you know, you're going to burn your beard. 3, 2, 1. Boop. How are we going to... Okay, so he's keeping the flame so close. Just so you guys know, his cigar is about 2 centimeters long right now, and he still managed to light it up. All right, let's see if I can do it. So you pinch it with your teeth.
Ooh, that is nice.
I can't do this.
And when he's standing outside Melrose after the Wednesday show, hey, what's going on there? Melrose. I don't even know. I can't remember. I'm so jacked. I can't remember anybody's name.
You should run back home.
Ah, it's funny. Oh, yeah, maybe. Woo. I wish there was, like...
We're done.
What is, like, another drug we can do that's, like... That doesn't could, impede us?
Here's the thing. This is not good for you. Nothing... It's a drug.
No.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Nothing's good. It's just...
I was listening to an interview with the singer of Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
He said for about 16, 17 years, he was not so secretly, but he was like kind of like no one would know. He was just basically on meth for 17 years. He would do it. He said like there's if you smoke meth, you lose all your teeth and stuff. But if you parachute it, which is like just the powder and you swallow it, you feel like an edge. And he said it made him like super insanely. I think I talked about it on the podcast, but. Made him so creative, and it's... But also, like...
You want to do meth, Gabe?
No, I don't want to do
meth. You want to do meth,
but
Gabe?
But wouldn't it be awesome Gabe, to no, always be on the edge?
No.
Like, being like...
No,
how a shark smells like blood, and they're always flying towards the blood?
Dude, just do Adderall.
I can't... Ah, see, that's too sneaky.
Why?
I don't want...
Meth is less sneaky than Adderall. Explain your logic, Gabe.
I want...
Explain how you...
Because if I'm smoking meth, my teeth will be falling out. You'll notice.
No, but Adderall... No, if you want to parachute your meth.
I'm not going to do it because I can't find meth. Maybe I won't say. I know somebody. I know somebody that is hooked on meth.
Really? You're is hooked on meth?
Yeah, it's very sad.
The one I met?
No.
Okay.
I have a cousin. They live like in the country.
In the country.
And it's fun. It's like, where do you get meth in the country?
This is where they make it.
Yeah.
They don't make it in the my land. Rent is too high.
But it's like country like, let's say like West Island.
Yeah.
Outside of West Island.
Yeah, it's just when rent is cheap, you need a big house.
And it's sad. Like you think I'd be riding horses and cutting lawns,
and
but they're all meth.
And making meth.
Yeah. And it's sad. Like it really makes you paranoid. But psychosis to the point.
Yeah, it's not good. But however, Adderall, I told you, was super fun. When I did it,
ooh, it's done.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Hey, don't put it on the floor. Throw it in the can. Oh. Try Adderall. See how you feel. Here's the thing. You can't be creative. You're a very creative guy.
Mm.
To a fault. Mm. You're too creative sometimes.
Mm. But I think...
You can't be creative under Adderall.
No. It's more it's more like...
It's like now you know how we feel. We're like... Woo!
Yeah.
You know, that nicotine rush.
Oh.
Once this wears off and you're like, I want more. Then you do meth. Start with nicotine. It's a gateway drug.
Oh, dude. Or maybe like B12 shots.
I take B12 before I go on stage every time.
And does that make you feel like you have an edge?
I don't know if it's... I'm a very high energy guy.
Yeah.
And it just gives me... Maybe it's just a placebo effect.
Yeah.
Effect.
You know? Okay, yeah.
Then it's like, oh, I took my B12.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Just rock and roll before
And you
I
have
go.
Like can of Coke.
Can of Diet Coke. Can of ginger ale.
Yeah.
And a B12. These are the only three things I need to... Absolutely destroy and crush every show I do. I decided on what song I want to be played at my funeral.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I heard it on Spotify and it made me cry. I'm like, this is what I want to be played. Because it's also funny and I'll explain why it's funny later. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. However, I want the Scottish Symphony... Backpipe edition of Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
So it's basically just backpipes and they're playing Amazing Grace. And I heard it and I swear, dude, have you ever heard it?
Not that version.
It's as if it's the soundtrack of Angel coming down from the sky to take your soul and bring you to heaven.
Wow.
It's the most beautiful sound I've ever heard.
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace played on backpipes. And I want this to be played when I get buried. And I don't want a recording. I want you to hire like 4 or 5 bagpipe players.
Yeah.
I want you to play it because the sound is so beautiful and pure. It's so beautiful. And the idea of like the sound, you're hearing the sound, the beautiful song. And to get that sound, you need 6 guys going. Like the amount of effort needed
to
get the beautiful sound is hilarious. So I want this when I die.
Well,
I'm serious. You better make it happen.
Okay, yeah. I think about bagpipes a lot because the way it works, you're like, how the hell does that thing work?
It's an intestine. It's a sheep stomach or something. This is how they make it. It's a sheep stomach.
Yeah, it's a sheep stomach.
You understand how?
Yeah.
You need a sheep stomach.
You need to kill
to get this beautiful.
Go to, you gotta go to a butcher.
Can I have a sheep stomach? Why? How did they figure out that instrument?
So I think the way it works, you have the bag, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a little thing for your mouth to blow air in. But I think it's like you blow it in, you fill it up, and you press it with your arm, and then you need to slightly blow it in as you're getting rid of the air.
That's hilarious,
right?
It's to like get that beautiful angelic sound.
You think it's angelic? I think it's kind of insane. That
listen
sound.
To Amazing Grace played on bagpipes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was at home and I started crying.
Really?
That's how beautiful the song was.
And I know you play music 24/7, the same song. So your whole house sounds like you're at a like a an Irish like cop funeral.
Yeah. I'm the departed. Ooh, look at this beautiful lady. My God, it is spring. You can feel everyone is horny.
Mm.
Or I'm just horny. Me and that squirrel over there.
Yeah.
Hey.
You are a fat squirrel.
Yeah, you don't want this guy to find your cigar. You can't throw it on the ground. You come back, he's like...
he's like doing backflips and scratching.
He's buying meth from your cousin. Yeah?
Yeah, poor guy. But, So we had Greek Easter, right?
Yeah.
My grandma wasn't doing anything. And then my mom, she's kind of like still kind of like a kid. We kind of all... So like we all have sort of our own version of rest development. But my grandma... So we have like this other family member on the other side of my grandma, like my grandma's husband's family. We're like my grandfather.
Yeah.
But he's not my grandfather. He's like my step-grandfather. Mm-hmm. And he has like his whole family. They're not related to me at all by blood. So my grandma went to their house for Easter. And we weren't invited, which is makes sense. It's not our family.
Yeah.
My mom was like, no! I'm not ever gonna invite him ever again, and it's pretty funny. It's good drama. I love like kind of making her twisted further.
But doesn't she celebrate with you with her every year?
Yeah.
Let her. Is it her mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, let her celebrate with the other side.
Yeah. But
why wasn't she invited? She's the daughter.
Because she's annoying. And
your mom?
Yeah. And we're also like
it's a fat squirrel.
It's so fat. Me, my mom, my uncle, they're very kind of insane people. And they're like, don't invite them. Let's just like keep it small, keep it simple, you know. And also they kept it a secret from us. So that's the little sneaky part. So my mom found out.
So basically they don't want to be part of your life?
No. No, I'm okay. Yeah, they don't
want to. Yeah,
but it's okay. They're more Greek than us, I think.
They're going to die soon. It's true. They're grandpas, man. They're grandpas and grandmas. You don't get to keep them forever. They eventually die.
Yeah. So your point is, don't worry. She'll be dead soon. Don't feel
bad. Let her do something. It's okay.
Yeah. But I don't think I don't think it was her decision. I think she's just like, whatever.
The husband took the decision.
That squirrel thinks it's winter still. It's looking for nuts.
You think?
I don't know. It's like...
Well, listen. It's a park. So it's got used to finding so many debris and food.
Yeah.
Because everyone eats here and throws their cigars and like. Yeah. So he's like, hey, I smell a Guantanamera. Hey, I smell a Monte Cristo. Where is it?
Mm.
He's going to go to the white people. They're going to give him some fruit.
Damn, they're having a party.
I don't have that many friends.
Me neither. I have like... If I had that many friends, I would have the biggest podcast ever. That's how I think. I would have like, it would be like a picnic podcast. It would be the most annoying podcast.
Oh, yeah, because it would just be, you have a lot of friends. You do. You have your cousins, you're close to your family.
Yeah.
You hang out with your cousins and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I surprised my parents. So I was supposed to do a show on Friday, and the show got canceled. I'm like, I'm going to go visit my parents.
Yeah, the roast battle, right?
Sorry?
The roast battle.
Yeah. So we went to, I went to visit my parents, and they were so happy to see me. I'm like, man.
Ugh. Was it fun?
Yeah. I ordered pizza.
Aww.
I was the adult. My mom was like, what do you want me to cook? I'm like, Mom, don't cook anything. Because it was last minute, right? I don't cook anything. I'm coming. We'll order pizza. We'll eat this food together. It'll be nice. We laughed. I didn't tell them that, but I was a little high. It was great. So like, my dad would crack a joke and I'd be like falling on the floor laughing.
Dad, I love you. I love
you. That's like a carried away. No, I love my dad.
Like, that guy loves his friend.
Aw, he just jumped into his arms.
Damn. I never
jumped into another guy's
arms.
With
two cameras in my hand.
Yes. Oh, talk about cameras. So, I'm reading the brothers Karamazov. Yeah. And they talk about, like, sin and the attraction to sin and stuff like that. And I never wanted to steal anything. But now that I'm reading this book, I'm like, oh, where does this need come? I was walking down the street, and I saw a guy holding a camera, like a video camera. And I know the model because I've been shopping for cameras to record my sets.
And it's a nice one.
It's like a $6,000 camera.
Oh, shit.
And I look, I'm like, what if I stole it right now?
Yeah.
Like, he's an old guy. I could just literally just...
Yeah.
And running, he's just walking with it. Because he probably doesn't know that. Like, I know exactly. I'm like, oh, this is where evil things... You have these thoughts and then you act on them.
Yeah. And chances are, like, he's an old guy with a nice camera. Chances are he's a tourist from out of town.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe a small town. These small town folk, you could swindle them. You can be like, hey, brother, how's it going? Are you looking for directions? Oh, you need to look for a bathroom. It's over there. Sir, let me look after your camera for a second. Don't bring it in the bathroom. And they're like, what a very nice man. And then you take and you leave.
And then you leave. And then suddenly you're watching. If you ever watch this podcast and suddenly it's
or like 4K, HD.
Perfect.
You can see all our wrinkles.
Lens. You capture everything. We're in Egypt. You see the pyramids and the Eiffel Tower. That's how good the camera is.
I'm listening to this book, and it's everyone in the book is like kind of like a sociopath mixed with like someone trying to manipulate people, steal something. Yeah. But every single person who it's different. Every chapter has a different point of view from a different person, and they all justify why they do what they do. They're always like, oh, here's a young man. He's naive. He's young. The good Lord put him in my path so I can take his money.
Imagine.
Yeah, and like it's all people that are like, they think they're doing the good. One of the guys, he's like a priest, and he's like a traveling priest, and he looks, and he's just basically like a con man, but he's tricked himself into thinking he's doing good by taking stuff from people.
Have you ever justified bad actions like that?
No, I've always felt guilty.
Yeah, every time I smoked a cigar, I'm like, I broke my promise of not to smoke again.
Oh,
but then in my mind, it's like, but I said no shisha. I said no shisha in my house.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go home. I'm going to eat 5 tubs of ice cream.
No, just have one.
That's still a lot.
It is a lot. 5 times less.
No, but I'm trying to, I'm working out more. I'm doing some, just to keep my days busy.
Yeah.
Smoking a bit more weed. Just to get that hit on my throat. But that weed is like, you take 2 puffs and you're done.
Yeah, I know. It's too bad. That's
why. But the cigar is taking 6 months of.
Woo. I feel unreal.
Right now?
I feel like.
Yeah, you're high.
I'm unreal.
Yeah, you're full of nicotine. That's what the. That's, you know, Josh? He's always on Zins. He's Zins out.
But I can't do it that much. I would snap.
What do you mean you'd snap?
I would like. I don't know what that would look like, actually. It would just be me being like.
I don't understand.
Like, I would snap. I would go like crazy. I would be like.
Kramer? You would Kramer on?
Maybe.
Kramer. There's a little Kramer in you, by the way.
Yeah, Kramer's awesome, but. It's funny. I've been watching so much. Because as a York, I played like. There was this documentary made by this YouTube guy that like just took all the extras from all the Seinfeld DVDs and then edited them in chronological order to make it seem like a documentary. And it's amazing. And it's all just. There's one section, it's all about Kramer. And it's all the different times he's yelled at Elaine. Because Elaine would laugh every take. And then. Kramer, Michael Richards, was such a professional, he would never laugh. And then it shows him like 20 years later, them talking about it, and he's always like, yeah, because if I would laugh, I would ruin the take, and then we wouldn't get the funny bit. I would do the funniest thing ever, and then Elaine would laugh, and I would have to, like, you know, first time, I'm like, okay, fifth time, okay, and then the 10th time, he's like, come on, and then he would joke punch her, like, and she would be like, Jesus, because he's like 6'8".
And she's still laughing.
She's still laughing. But it's insane because you're at home watching it and like, oh, that's funny. Imagine in person, I would be shitting my pants. Like Kramer, you're Kramer. I'm watching Kramer. If you like, if we're on sitcoms all of a sudden and we hire some actress.
You love so, dude, I'm surprised you haven't. I find stand-up, and I don't take this the wrong way. Yeah, yeah. I find stand-up is the gateway to what you really want to do in life.
Some
people start stand-up, end up writing movies. Some people start stand-up, end up writing books. Funny. Like, it's just, it's introduction to humor.
Yeah.
You love sitcoms and not comics. What do you call them? Simpsons.
What do you call these? Cartoons? Yeah, cartoons.
You love those so much.
I know.
I'm surprised you haven't started a fucking sitcom.
I gotta tell you one thing. Guess what? Dickie Fucks is coming back.
Yeah.
We're filming on Friday.
On the Good Night Podcast.
We're shooting it on Friday.
Can I be part of the writing?
No, it's just me.
Okay,
Yeah. No. I don't. I mean, you could fax in some jokes, maybe, but like Jay Leno. But dude, like, I'm such a better.
Something you have here with your your boyfriend.
I'm funnier now. I'm more quicker, and I'm a better editor.
You discovered nicotine.
Yeah, and it's gonna be. Oh, I'm so excited.
Like, good.
I've been trying to get him to do it for so
long. Seriously, can you put it on the Good Night?
No.
Why?
Are you kidding me? No.
It's not gonna get more money.
No, it's gonna be. It's literally gonna be. The most simple YouTube channel. It's only going to be Dickie Fucks. It's. I can't go into YouTube.
Can you put it on Dickie Fucks and The Good Night?
No.
You link? Can people who follow us here.
Yeah.
We have a following here. We have 6,300 subscribers.
We can.
These are your fans. Mm-hmm. How can they have access to that?
Dickie Fucks on YouTube.
Oh, they're
and we're renaming it to just Dickie. Because Dickie doesn't make it, like, how, when people read the name, they're like, what the hell is it? Are you just saying the F word? Like,
yeah,
I have to bleep Dickie beep every single. So it's just gonna call Dickie.
Gotta find a way
or Dickie the puppet or something.
We gotta find a way to put it on the Good Night Podcast. I gotta force you to put it. I gotta find a way.
No, it's never gonna happen.
Because if I start, because I'm thinking of doing a podcast where I'm interviewing people.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, but I'm gonna put it on the Good Night Podcast.
I know, but
bring back Starry Night.
If, let's say, I do a podcast where I interview Dickie or something, then maybe.
Can we have Dickie on the can we have Dickie here?
Yeah, maybe.
And
who knows?
We have like a 10, 15
we need like a box with like. Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
So
And then Dickie is, and then we interview Dickie. I'll be down.
So Dickie F is a.
Dickie F. That should be the name.
Yeah, Dickie something F. like that. Is a sock puppet show that was pretty popular. Going back, dude, these videos, they have 10,000 views, all these view people commenting, when's Dickie coming back?
Yeah.
And finally, we convinced him. He made the set. This episode is all about love, the love episode. And it goes to different stages of love. Heartbreak, finding love, then fake love, manufactured love, ecstasy, drugs, all different types of love.
Falling in love too quickly, heartbreak. My life. So, I'm Dickie.
And, basically, I don't know. I do love sitcoms. Or, sitcoms don't exist anymore, but I do love cartoons. And
this guy's walking, photographing someone doing. Everyone, let's steal some cameras, bro. Let's go.
If you're interested, it's DickyFucks.
Or just tell Gabe in the comments. Tell Gabe, can you just add it to the Good Night channel? Just put it to the Good Night channel. Whatever money you can like, I'll take 10%, and you guys can take,
We're so close to anyway. Whatever, but yeah, it'll be good. It's gonna be good, and I'm very excited.
Let's get this party cracking, baby.
So you bring back Starry Night?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah,
and you should get like.
The summer is nice.
Get like conspiracy
nice.
Theorists and.
No, I'm just interviewing comedians like I used to do. This, but basically with other people.
Yeah, that's cool. No, you're good on the mic.
I'm good on the mic. I'm good on stage, baby. I've been having breakthroughs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
You got to start doing longer sets, man. Mm-hmm. It changes the way you see comedy.
Yeah.
Completely. Uh-huh. Completely. Because you cannot go. You're there for 25 minutes.
Yeah. You have to keep going.
You cannot. I'm just going to press play. What, you're going to bomb for 15 minutes?
Yeah. No, you can't.
You know, you're, it forces your body to be creative in the moment and do some wild, crazy things that elicit laughter.
It's amazing.
I love our Sunday show so much.
Yeah, it's fun.
So much. Guys, seriously, if you don't come to our Sunday show, you're missing it. They're so, you're going to have to believe this, retarded. It's the R word.
We're out of, this whole last.
The last 6 months have been.
The last show we had, I started like joking around about sucking my own stage the last few. You know how I started doing that, actually? I did a show, and then I did that, and then Johnny DeVito was like, is it just me, or Gabriel's trying to suck his own. I'm like, that's what I'm actually trying to do. It makes sense. Like, that's what I was, because I didn't know exactly what I was doing. And then I was like, no. And then I just started just talking about sucking my own for 5 minutes after that. But then we got people to go on stage.
People
to do it.
Go on stage and try to suck
like from the
dick.
Audience. So if you
and the audience was telling you, like, suck your They started the chant without us.
Yeah.
We had people who came last week.
Yeah.
And then they came again this week.
Yeah. So you got to come because it's
50% of the crowd.
Yeah.
Repeat customers.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. 50% of the crowd were repeat customers. That's how good the show is.
Yeah.
It's pay what you can. Just come. There's hot girls. There's hot guys.
Mm.
It's crazy laughter. Happy hour. Anyways, and if you live in Kingston.
Guys,
the tickets are moving slowly. I think we're at 6 tickets sold.
Yeah.
We need to sell 100. The show is a week and a half. Kingston, Jamaica.
Do your job. It's going to work.
Yes. Use discount code GOODNIGHT,
mm-hmm.
and you pay 50% off.
That's a lot
so
cheaper.
The ticket are $15. You pay $7.50.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Saturday, May 18th. Come on, guys. That's my responsibility. Gabe edits. I have cool show ideas and I make them happen. So, all right. Is that it? That's enough.
Yeah,
all
we're
right.
good.
Guys, we love you. Thank you for listening. Subscribe. Tune in for next week. We're going to also record outside. I have a cool place where we can record outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Next time. Hopefully the weather will be nice.
Salam alaikum.
So, yeah, we love you guys. Come to Kingston. Come to our Sunday shows. I love you, Eugene.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.